All right, all right, all right. It is time to kick off the premiere of season 3 for the Six Man Podcast, talking about my favorite team, your favorite team, Canada's favorite team, the Toronto Raptors. Man, it is good to be back talking Raptors basketball. It took a little hiatus there after they were eliminated by the 76ers. Are you like me that when they get eliminated, I was so angry. I just couldn't. I'll tell you right now, my favorite thing to do is for the Raptors to upset people, right? We got the biggest dose of that in 2019 when they won the championship, doing the upsets. They'll never beat Milwaukee. They'll never beat Philly. They'll never beat Golden State. And then we beat them, and then I go on YouTube the next day and watch all the American analysts talk about just try to backpedal and say, make excuses and that sort of thing. So when we lose, we get eliminated. All they're going to be doing is saying, told you, this is what we saw. Surprised it took this long. So frustrating, right? But now we're back. The team starting to gear up right now. Summer league on the way. And then season, it'll be here before you know it. Honestly, it really will be. First up, let's talk about the draft. The Raptors taking with the 33rd pick. Welcome to the team, Christian Koloko, to the Raptors, who was born in the same place as Pascal Siakam, Dula, Cameroon. There you go. Another native to Dula, and was taken 33rd overall. Yep. Second round by the Raps. 7'1" tall. We got a 7-footer, people. We finally got a 7-footer. He's a little thin, but that's okay. He's going to fill out, I'm sure. And great. Got him from Arizona, where he played college, and I think a great prospect. What a lot of people had said it was a steal for the Raps, and I think they got a good one. I either wanted him or Caleb Houston, the Canadian player. There were some teams out there that had, you know, obviously a great draft. I think Detroit had a really good draft, actually. Jalen Duren and Jaden Ivey are going to be interesting another year or two. But congrats to Christian Koloko joining the team. That was our lone draft pick this year after dealing our first round pick to San Antonio when we got Thaddeus Young. Also coming back, Thaddeus Young, 2-year deal, coming back to the Raps, and Chris Boucher back with the Raptors as well on a new 3-year deal. So welcome, Christian Koloko. Summer League actually kicking off very, very soon. Saturday, the Raptors will be competing in Summer League action. DJ Wilson back on the team, and a couple of really other interesting guys that the Raptors have picked up for that Summer League roster. I'm talking about a return for a guy that was already did a round with the Raptors, DJ Wilson, back on that Summer League roster. Armoni Brooks on there. Ron Harper Jr., though, one of the guys they signed as an undrafted free agent, which was kind of surprising a lot of people. A lot of people thought he would go in the second round. Son of former NBAer Ron Harper, of course. Very intriguing signing by the Raptors right there. As well as Alex Barcello was also signed by the Raps. He's on the Summer League roster for BYU. Deadly three-point shooter. Really interested to see what the team's going to look like. You got Banton on there. Ryan Hawkins on there as well. One of the more elder statesmen of the team at 25. But looking like a good team. So we'll wait and see. I don't think any of us expected Scotty Barnes to be on that roster. We didn't, right? No, absolutely not. Be fun to see, but no, he's not going to be on there. So Summer League kicking off, their first action on Saturday. We also want to welcome to the team another addition. Great signing, I think. Otto Porter Jr. Has joined the team officially with the Raptors on a 2-year deal, and he was a big part, instrumental glue guy to that champion Golden State Warriors team. 29 years of age, which fits with Freddie and Pascal. They were sad to see him go. They've got, you know, they say automatically the Golden State Warriors are going to be back in it next year, and don't get me wrong, they still have their talent, but they lost some glue guys for sure, and Otto Porter Jr. would be one of those, and we welcome him to the team. He's already said we're going to win a championship here in Toronto, so hey, there you go. There you go. But the name of this episode and what everybody's talking about when it comes to the Raptors right now is their Vegas odds of being the second most likely team to make a deal for KD, Kevin Durant, who is on the move from the Brooklyn Nets. What a tire fire going on there in Brooklyn. Unbelievable. Now, they've got to recover. They gave away a ton of picks. All the stuff they gave away in order to get this super team together between Kyrie, you've got KD, and as well James Harden. And it's the future is not going to be bright unless they make some major moves. Now Kyrie apparently wants out. He wants to go to the LA Lakers. And KD, So many rumors out there. I mean, just pure rumors. A lot of people saying his number one destination that he wants to go to is to play with Chris Paul and Devin Booker in Phoenix. And then they've got the best odds. Toronto with the second best odds. And I think there's a lot of legitimacy to it. The Raptors have a lot of flexibility, a lot of things that they can do in order to acquire Kevin Durant. Phoenix, I think their best offer would possibly be something like Mikal Bridges. You got to sign and trade DeAndre Ayton and then picks on top of that. But I still don't know if that beats what the Raptors could offer. Then let's talk about that. What would you offer if you were the Raptors for Kevin Durant? I've had several days now since the news broke to sort of think this over, think about what I would do. And I actually think that my offer would stay the same. And that was the first one I thought of. The Raptors, keep in mind, there is a salary cap, so you got to come within about $3 or $4 million of KD's price tag of about $44 million that he's making. So you got to get there. A lot of rumors, a lot of rumors unsubstantiated, of course, and what they could possibly want. Of course, Brooklyn wants the moon. I saw a report today that Brooklyn contacted Minnesota and wanted Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, and 4 first-round picks, and they'll give them Kevin Durant. You know what I mean? Like, not practical, not practical. And I really want them to get Kevin Durant. I think that the management, like with Bobby Webster and Masai Ujiri, they desperately wanted Kawhi to stay and to give the franchise that sort of level of legitimacy. Because don't kid yourself, even though we've got great players like Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet, they're not moving the needle to get national broadcasted games. We've seen it. That's a factual thing. KD or Kawhi comes to your team, you're getting more national broadcasts in the down in the U.S. as well, and it means a lot more money for your franchise too, even though you're paying them a lot. But what could they want for KD? Well, Brooklyn does not want to look like they're getting fleeced because they're already in such a mess. Kyrie wants to go to L.A. They're trying to work out a deal there. They're talking about the only thing that would work would be Russell Westbrook involved in it. I think I've talked about Russell Westbrook on this show before. Super, super talented, but I mean, you just got to follow the bouncing ball here that every team he goes to gets worse. It's true. Every team he goes to, it gets worse. He had a good run there in OKC, but look at all the pieces they had. Harden, Durant, they were young, they were upcoming. There was a lot of good pieces. Houston fell apart. Washington fell apart. LA fell apart. If anybody calls me about Russell Westbrook, I would immediately hang up the phone. I may be a second round pick if I'm looking to just dump salary because he's on an expiring contract or something, but that's it. I don't even know if I'd do that, to be honest with you. So Kyrie for Russell, I wouldn't do it. That's the problem with the Lakers. They got nothing to really offer. They've been dangling Talon Horton Tucker for 3 years, and I don't think anybody even wants him anymore. So real tough choices there in LA. I don't know what they'll do with Kyrie, but KD specifically, what would you give up for him? Now, here's the thing. What I would offer for KD would be OG Anunoby, Gary Trent Jr., Kem Birch, and try for 3, but be willing to go 4 first-round picks. Brooklyn's not going to want to look stupid. And a big problem right now that has been alluded to here and there is that they're going to look to what Rudy Gobert just got from Minnesota. And Minnesota basically gave up 6 first-round picks. Kevin Durant's a better player than Rudy Gobert, so you don't want to get less than that. So that's frustrating. I'm frustrated with you, Minnesota. Very frustrated. Why would you give away so many picks for Rudy Gobert? I mean, he is a good defensive player, but that was too many. So here's what you do. You go 3 first-round picks. They say that's not enough. You go 4, and then the final offer would be 4 first-round picks and 3 first-round swaps. Okay, there's your 7 picks. We're losing out on 4 picks, then swapping 3 others means we still get a first-round pick. But you've got KD for 4 years. Plus, with what the Raptors are capable of doing in finding guys that I just named, guys like Ron and Harper Jr., Alex Portello, like they are so good at finding these undrafted diamonds in the rough or second-round players as well. I'm not concerned about the first-round picks at all, to be honest with you. Now, you're going to lose OG and you're going to lose Gary Trent Jr. I can kind of live with that if it means Kevin Durant. That's what feels comfortable. Everybody and their brother, and I'm sure Brooklyn as well, says they're going to want Scottie Barnes or no deal. Here's the problem. As soon as you add Scotty Barnes into the mix in a trade, you're automatically going to lose three starters. And the one that I just posed to you, which really should be fair, because you've got OG Anunoby, 24 years of age, one of the best, people know, one of the best 3-and-D guys in the league. He's incredible. He's under 25. Great value there. Could start on over half the teams in the league. Great value. Very, very good player. Gary Trent Jr., 23 years of age. Could score. Really transformed his game the last 2 years into a defensive pest, and was one of the top guys for deflections, which are, there's two things that coaches salivate over when it comes to a player. Deflections per game and offensive rebounds. And Gary's doing the deflections part. So very, very coveted player. Could definitely start for you. Scores in bunches. And then a Kem Birch. There's nothing wrong with him. He comes off the bench for you. He's solid. He's reliable. Maybe teaches some of the younger guys, even though he's in his late 20s. I mean, he's just a solid, solid player. And then you got all the picks on top of that. For Kevin Durant, I think it's worth it. As soon as you add Scotty Barnes, you're going to lose three starters because you have to get the money close enough. Scotty only makes $7.6 million per year right now. They could trade him, but as soon as you add Scotty, 7.6, you got to chip away at that 44 that Durant's got. So now you have to add. Scotty really just replaces a Kem Birch or a Thaddeus Young or a Chris Boucher if you wanted to trade one of those guys. I mean, you have to in order to do the other deal that I suggested. He becomes the replacement for that, and that is just way too high of an asking price. So you got to do Scotty, OG, and Gary Trent Jr. You just lost three of your starting five. Yes, you'd have a big three in Fred, Pascal, and KD, but nothing left, and no, nothing left in the cupboard. What kind of team are you really left with? Would they win some games? Of course, but that's too steep, in my opinion. I don't think you go there. So that's the problem. If Scotty was outside his rookie deal making $20 to $25 million a year, whatever his next contract is going to be, I'm sure it'll be a hefty one, then you might potentially do a Scotty with only a Kem Birch or a Chris Boucher first-round picks and try and get a guy like KD. So it's really tricky. But as soon as you ask, I think Scotty's got to be off the table simply because as soon as he's involved, you got to lose three players, three starters too. Those are the only way those numbers work. So you got to keep Scotty. If they say it's Scotty or bust, Brooklyn, and he has to be in the deal, then sorry, no deal. And I can live with that. Honestly, I can live with that. I think that when you're talking about a player at KD's level, yes, he is one of the deadliest scorers in NBA history. He's one of the deadliest scorers right now. But I wish it was also 3 to 5 years ago, because here's the reality. He's turning 34 this year. You do have him locked up for four more years, so you don't have to worry about the Kawhi thing where he leaves again. 34 this year, and he's played 90 games in the last 3 years. That's concerning. Like, you have to realize that whatever team does take him on is taking on some risk. Your risk with Gary Trent Jr., OG Anunoby being under 25, being young enough, good team deal, like, there's more risk factor of what happens if he only plays 90 games for us within the next 3 years, and now we have nothing left, and we're just purely leaning on Pascal and Fred VanVleet. It could be a mess in that regard. So in my opinion, there's only one trade to make, and that's Gary Trent Jr., OG, first-round pick, and Kem Birch or a Thad or a Chris Boucher, because you got to get a third in there, and then the picks. And if they don't like that, then see you later. And let another team worry about it. You can leverage. I would be okay with Gary or OG, maybe a pick, and bringing over a Miles Turner, and addressing your center need instead. Now there's also talk of the three-team deal with DeAndre Ayton. Somehow he could be involved. Maybe Durant goes to Phoenix if that's his preferred destination. Raptors get involved. Ayton comes to us. I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest with you. But I know what I feel comfortable giving up. Right? A lot of people saying, if it costs you Scotty Barnes, then it costs you Scotty Barnes. For me, it's not so much. I love Scotty Barnes. I looked to my oldest son, William, when we're watching Raptors games and showed him who Scotty Barnes was. And I said, this is going to be our new favorite player for the Raptors because he's going to be here for his bulk of his career, if not all of it. I can just tell he's got that personality. He's got that skill. I just love the kid. I love Scotty Barnes. Absolutely love him. But I can appreciate that if you had to move him, you know, what is each franchise there to do? They're there to win. And guys like Kevin Durant do not go on the market very often at all. So, yeah, he had a great first year. But there's a lot of guys that have great rookie years, and then teams start to scheme for them a bit more the second year and they hit a wall. That's not unheard of. Am I saying that that'll happen to Scotty? I don't know. I hope it doesn't, especially if he's on the Raptors, but it can. So there, you know, it's the same almost in any league. There's a lot of rookies that light the league on fire because nobody really knew their game or knew what to expect. Oh, he's going to out hustle me. Oh, he's good on the weak side, help defense. He's all these things. Then you start to scheme for him the following year, the coaches do, and they get shut down a lot and they have a frustrating, they have to learn to get through that. So there's going to be growing pains with Scotty. We'll see. I hope he elevates past them, especially on the Raptors, but we just don't know that. So you're trading certainty for uncertainty, no matter how you slice it. Do I think he's going to be a long NBA player, Scotty? Of course. But yeah, the money, not necessarily hurting you, but it doesn't make him in play because you've got to make that money get a lot closer to that $40 million, and Scotty's only seven of it. So now what are you going to do? Scotty and Fred and Ken Burch, Scotty and Pascal, that would be like a perfect fit, but that's way too much, way too much. I will say this, if they're going to make another big type move, I would actually be, I probably would be more okay with Pascal getting traded for Durant because Pascal's almost up on his deal as well, needs to be re-signed. And I don't know right now, and I think we'd all agree, as great as Pascal can be, come playoff time. That's where Pascal is starting. I'm not ready to close the book on him yet, but over the last two seasons is starting to look a bit more like a DeRozan come playoff time. He really disappears. That's what I've said from day one. You can't just be good in the regular season. Durant, the consistency is why these guys are making the $40 million a year, but I promise you. So what do you want to see? Do you want to see more consistency in a guy that's more automatic and reliable in the playoffs? Or do you want to see Pascal with 25 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, all regular season, and then he disappears in the playoffs? I haven't closed the book on him yet, but it's been 2 years. And injuries, I don't know, the shoulder thing 2 years ago, we got it fixed. Last year, he had a couple of games, but I see a lot of DeRozan right now. And I don't know if I'm ready to go through that again with our best players not showing up. So you know what you're going to get with KD come playoff time, and that's a commodity for sure. What would you trade for Kevin Durant? Will it happen? I've given you my final offer of what I would trade for him. I would not affect Scotty, Pascal, or Fred. I would trade Gary, OG, Kem, one of Kem, Boucher, or Kem Boucher, or Thaddeus Young, and those guys are going to all be traded. And that's what I would give up. And then the first round picks, 4 guaranteed, 2-3 swaps, fine, outdo Minnesota's deal and do 7 total. But that's it. And if they're asking for more than that and they won't back down, no harm, no foul. We still got a solid team after that. Love the addition of Otto Porter Jr. KD would be awesome though. And his ties with Drake. And that, I get sick of with the American media saying, why would he want to go to Toronto? You can very easily find online the number of times Kevin Durant has given the Toronto Raptors praise. Loves the city, loves the people. Said in a radio interview years ago, his favorite team growing up was the Toronto Raptors because of Vince Carter. Has had high praise in the media for guys like Fred VanVleet. Knows Drake. Fell in love with Montreal when he did a trip not long ago. I don't think he would hesitate to play here at all, but what kind of team are you leaving behind, right? So he wants to play with 2 All-Stars. Well, there's Fred and there's Pascal. That would work. That's what I'd give up. What would you give up? Have your say on our social media, either Twitter or Instagram. It's good to be back, and we might be doing an emergency episode if they pull the trigger on a big trade. We'll see. That's it for now, folks. Have a good one, and go Raps go!